Well, let me say this first, Wolf. I mean, that statement in the NIE is about 3 years too late. The fact that Al-Qaeda has reorganized itself through the war in Iraq, that America handed it on a silver platter in its own backyard, that the war here through Al-Qaeda in Iraq has energized the jihadi community across the globe, that it has produced a whole new generation of jihadis, bolder, more brazen, and more brutal, and more committed, if that's at all possible, than the generation before it, is old news. We saw that happen back in 2004. Since then, we've seen it nothing but flourish. Now, in the midst of all of this, despite this material, this evidence, we must be aware of the spin, the smoke and mirrors from the administration, trying to reshape the message on Iraq being specifically about Al-Qaeda, America's lingering, most familiar fear, trying to invoke some Pavlovian response from the American public to fear them into again supporting the war. That doesn't quite hold water, Wolf.
The outgoing chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General...